For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland will return to City Hall for another 4 years. The popular incumbent soared to a decisive victory Thursday night with more than 60% of the vote. He beat 10 other candidates, including former Memphis Mayor Willie Harrington. WKNO's Katie Reardon reports.
On both the campaign trail and at his victory party Thursday night, Strickland touted the city's economic momentum.
Tonight's vote is confirmation that most Memphians do know that Memphis has momentum, and they appreciate the job that we're doing, that we're heading the right direction. We haven't solved all the issues that we have, but they know that we've moved the needle in a positive direction.
He also addressed some of the political rancor that arose in his contest between five-time elected mayor Willie Harrington and County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer.
We ran a really positive campaign on what we did and what we were proposing in the future.
With a major fundraising advantage and popularity across a wide spectrum of supporters, Strickland won with 62% of the vote. The victory far surpasses his 2015 win with 40% over incumbent Mayor A.C. Wharton and 8 other candidates.
Memphians are united. I think they prioritize public safety, job creation, doing more for young people.
Kimmery Lee Banks attended Strickland's victory night party. She commended the mayor's focus on revitalizing downtown.
I grew up in the 80s and I would go downtown and I would see Main Street and Front Street the way it used to look. And now you see it, it's vibrant.
The mayor has also promised more action in other neighborhoods over the next 4 years. He launched his campaign in the Whitehaven area and has used the Memphis 3.0 plan to bring attention to areas in need of economic development. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
In more election news, it was a good night for incumbents on the Memphis City Council. All 13 seats were up for grabs with more than 50 candidates in the running. 7 members will be returning. 2, however, will soon face a runoff election. In District 1, City Council appointee Sherman Greer will face Rhonda Logan. And in District 7, former City Council Chair Berlin Boyd will face Shelby County school teacher Michael Lynn Easter Thomas. Finally, voters said yes to a half-cent sales tax hike to support an increase in pension and benefits for police and firefighters. The win was among the evening's narrower victories at 52% in favor. This is 91.1. More election results at WKNOFM.org.